You're tuned to The Weekend, a new public affairs show which airs every Saturday right here on KTUP. Hi, I'm Louis Sines, and joining us today on the premiere show are Cristina Montoya and Anaí Padilla. Cristina is the Communications Marketing Manager for El Paso Water Utilities, and Anaí is Water Conservation Tech H2O Manager. And that's a mouthful, but we're going to talk a little bit about what the Tech H2O program is all about. And also, it's an anniversary that they're celebrating 25 years. We're going to tell you about that. But first, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
And we were talking about, you know, this is a time of year when people are urged to drink a lot of water. But then some people tend to, when they're watering, they put the hose down, they walk away, or they forget about it. And some businesses, they'll just have those sprinklers watering the pavement, which is, I guess that's how sidewalks are grown, but I don't know.
Some people think so.
Yes. So water conservation, this is something, gosh, I've been here 25 years, and I guess that's when the program started, because I remember interviewing you, Anaí, about water conservation. And now the program is 25 years old. So tell us a little bit about the beginnings of that program and some of the changes that we've seen over the years, and then of course, you know, what's happening in the future as well.
Well, thank you so much for having me here. And yeah, we're celebrating 25 years of conservation. And our conservation program was one of the first in the nation, which a lot of people don't know. And we've been very successful. We have decreased water consumption about 30% since we started the program. And I think what we have seen culture-wise is that people really have embraced conservation as a way of life here in El Paso. You hear many times other cities going through a drought, restrictions and things like that. Here in El Paso, it's no-brainer. We've been doing it for 25 years. People know how to do it. They have embraced it. They have been very successful on adapting to this new conservation mindset, and I think that is great.
And you would think, Cristina or Anaí, the fact that we live in the desert Southwest, some people would say, well, gosh, you know, they probably use a lot of water there because it's so hot. You know, plants need watering. They need watering. So people, as Anaí mentioned, you know, we were the first in the nation. But at the same time, the fact that despite the conditions, mm-hmm. We're actually saving water.
Yeah, I think a big part of that, and Anaí is a big part of this, is our education efforts. When we talk to families and children, it's not just about conservation. It's about our whole water resources strategy overall. And so we want to make sure that our El Pasoans know that we live in the desert, where our water comes from, so they understand why it's important for them to, you know, embrace conservation as a lifestyle. And I think that's been part of the reason for the success. When you go over to the Tech H2O Center, which is the center that NIE manages, there's beautiful exhibits, not just about conservation, but about our Chihuahuan Desert, and then also all the different types of resources that we rely on to make sure that we have a sustainable supply of water. So it's a very holistic approach about everything. So people understand, number one, we live in the desert. Number two, we have diversified all of our different sources, and conservation is one of those sources to ensure we have water for the future.
Now, as Cristina mentioned, education is a key and was a key. When you first started this program, I'm sure that there were some people kind of bucking one. You know, wait a minute, you know, I like to turn on my sprinklers whenever I want to. Or, you know, there were a lot of ways that people were finding it hard to, because change is hard.
You're absolutely right. When we started, it was hard. We were facing a lot of people that really they didn't know what to do. And I think that was a big part of our conservation educational efforts. I think that people were afraid of change. But when you show them that you can modify the behavior and do some changes inside your house and outside your house, and you still have a good quality of life, you have a beautiful landscape without really using a lot of water, people realize, like, this is not bad. I can do this. So I think that's what we've been seeing. People, like I said, they're embracing conservation. We are now facing, when you go to the stores, you can buy plants that are more adapted to the Chihuahuan Desert, more native plants. And we've been just offering our customers not only conservation tips, but also incentives and rebates for the past 25 years or so to allow people to experience that conservation mindset. And I think a lot of our rebates have been very successful. And again, it's just a matter of showing customers how to conserve water.
And what about the scheduling? For a period there, I'm not sure if it's only in the summers or if it's still in effect, but the water on certain days, depending on your address and certain hours. And, you know, we even had water police, which, you know, we would, if we saw our neighbor just, you know, washing his car, and he already washed it yesterday, and, you know, but people were afraid that, you know, what's going
to
happen?
Well, and to tell you the truth, I don't think we give too many citations. People might think that we are just out there giving citations. We try to educate the customer. That will be our first line of defense, if you want to call it that. But no, the conservation ordinance is still in effect. It's year-round. We have the watering restrictions for the hottest part of the year, which is April 1st to September 30th. But the other, the watering days are year-round. So we have the water odd and water even days for odd number addresses. It is Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, and for even number addresses are Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So that has not changed. And I think that also has helped because we're not constantly changing this date. So people now know we have 25 years telling you what are your watering days, so people know that. But as far as the police, yeah, we have – I mean, we still have people calling neighbors and letting us know that there's water on the street and things like that. But like I said, we try to talk to them first. Many times you might be out of the house and your sprinkler comes at night. You don't know. Maybe somebody broke the sprinkler head. So we really try to talk to the customers and educate them and pointing out the problem areas and then working with them to fix the problem.
We are visiting with Anaí Padilla and Cristina Moya. They are with the El Paso Water Utilities, and we're talking about water conservation and the 25th anniversary of the water conservation program here in El Paso. And one of the things that we talked about at the beginning, and Cristina mentioned it as well, is that you are the manager of Tech H2O. What is that?
The Tech H2O Center is a beautiful building. It's our educational center for El Paso Water Utilities. And it's a center that highlights how El Paso Water Utilities manages the water resources that we have. So we have exhibits on groundwater, river water, water reclamation. We're adjacent to the desalination facility in El Paso, the K. Bailey Hutchison desalination plant. And this is a beautiful building. It's open to the public, and we have a lot of students that come to the center for field trips. We do activities with them. On Saturdays, we're open every third Saturday of the month. And we have events, hands-on activities for families, or we might have events for adults, such as workshops on landscape design, pruning techniques, things like that, winterizing your home for the winter, because we try to, again, educate the public and pass those tips to them.
As I mentioned, Cristina Montoya is also with us, and Cristina is the Communications Marketing Manager for El Paso Water Utilities. And Cristina, you having worked in the media for many years, you know exactly, like, you know, what sometimes a producer will tell you, I want you to go get this story, and they want to sometimes make it something bigger than it is, or perhaps sometimes your job is to say no. Okay, yes. You can't sweep water under the rug because it'll seep through. So
it'll come through.
Tell us about your job and some of the things that you're doing as far as educating the media.
Well, my job is not only to educate the media,
it's
to educate the community, exactly. And the media is actually one of the tools that we use to help us amplify our messages. So, you know, it's an exciting job because I look at it as there are so many things, Louis, that the water utility does that people just don't know about that are just, quite frankly, amazing. I mean, this conservation program is one of them. Having been one of the first in the nation to do that and do it successfully is a huge accomplishment. And El Pasoans should be really, really proud of that. I know I am. So that's one of the things that we talked about when we talked about celebrating this 25 years. We really wanted to bring it back to our customers and to the community and really thank them for everything that they have done. Because, you know, on our side, the water utility, we've done done a lot. Like Anna-E mentioned, you know, we have the conservation ordinance. We built this beautiful education facility. We have enforcement. But we couldn't have achieved anything that we've achieved without El Pasoans embracing these programs and without following the schedules and without implementing these conservation measures. So what we decided to do is we decided to create a recognition program to celebrate this year, to really make it about El Pasoans. So we're doing two separate recognition programs. And the first one that's already been out for a few weeks is called the Conservation Hero Program. And people can fill out an application and tell us what kind of water-saving habits have they implemented in their homes or even their businesses. And Louis pulling out a copy of the application form here. But we want them to detail what kind of changes have they made. Did they redo their irrigation system? Did they put new landscaping? You know, there may be quite a few things that they did. And we're going to take that and then also look at their account history over the past 4 years in the month of July, because that's usually our highest water usage month, and see with all the applications who has the highest percentage of reduction in water use over the past 4 years and what they've actually implemented. And we're going to recognize two of our customers as conservation heroes. Those heroes are going to be recognized at two Chihuahuas games in June. Are you a Chihuahuas fan?
I've never been to one of their games.
What?
I'm not a baseball fan.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know a lot of El Pasoans are. So if you're one of those, you probably really want to take a look at this application form, which is available on our website at epwu.org on the conservation tab. But it's a great opportunity because you're going to be recognized on the field. You're actually going to get to be on the field. There's going to be a video made about you and your efforts that we're going to share on social media and at the Chihuahuas game. And then you also get four tickets for your family members to attend. And then the other program that we're doing is a little different. It's based more on social media. We're calling these water savers. And we're asking El Pasoans just to post a picture of what you've done to conserve water in your home or your business. And then you're going to have the chance to receive some tickets to the Neon Desert Music Festival, which happens at the end of May. So that is actually started on May the 2nd, and that will go till May the 16th, the Water Savers Program. You can go onto our Facebook or Twitter pages to find out more about it. And the Conservation Heroes Program, well, you'll be recognized at the Chihuahuas game, that is open until May the 16th. So you've only got about a week left. And go to our website for more information on that. So I'm really excited about it because this is an opportunity for us to really highlight El Pasoans that have helped us achieve what we've already done. And then we're hoping that maybe by highlighting those El Pasoans, others will look at them and say, hey, I want to do that. You know, I think I can be a part of this. And the whole idea is to continue our conservation program. We're talking about how much we've already accomplished, but Anna-E and I have talked about how are we going to get to our next conservation goals. We do water planning every year with the utility, and our next goal is to currently we're at about 129 gallons per person per day. And our goal for the year 2030 is to get to 118 gallons per person per day. So it's not just about sustaining what we've already accomplished. It's about looking to the future and our goals and how we're going to get there.
As far as this nomination process, can someone nominate somebody else?
Absolutely. Yeah, they'll have to find out the information from them in terms of what they've implemented at their home or business. But absolutely, they can nominate somebody else or you can nominate yourself. You know, listeners, if you know somebody and maybe they're too shy to do it and you want to do it for them, we welcome you to do that.
Anna-E, what about one of the situations that I know was hard to work with in the past was the fact that some of these businesses, as we mentioned at the beginning of the program, they have automatic or timed sprinklers, and sometimes they would be end up most of the water would end up on the sidewalk instead of on the lawn or whatever the companies were doing.
Well, I think one of the things that we've been very successful in doing is showing customers how to water their lawns. And like, you're right. I mean, sometimes you have the sprinkler, you what they call it, set it and forget it. Somebody installed the irrigation system and you never touch the controller. So we're showing customers not to be afraid of the controller and show them how they can change the dates, change the times, things like that. But I mean, it's a constant educational process. And I think when we started conservation 25 years ago, there were some students that were in high school. Well, those students now are our customers.
I'm
we're
one of
dating
them.
ourselves here. But I think they grew up with a conservation message in their brains. And I think that has helped a lot because they are conscious about water. They're very environmentally savvy customers, and the technology has made it so easy now. I mean, the controllers used to be really scary because you have all these dials and things like that. A lot of the controllers now are digital, and kids from that generation, they're used to these kinds of technology. So that has helped a lot.
How about when people are watering, especially if they're perhaps just got some plants and and they want to make sure that they're being taken care of. A lot of times people tend to, and that goes for me, if my wife says, take care of my plants while I'm away, well, you tend to overwater because you don't know how much, or then you forget and then you drench it because they hadn't had water. And I know, and this is going back when you and John White, who is now with the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens across the street, the fact that you all were telling us about how to gauge how much water is actually needed using a tin can or
correct.
A coffee can.
The tuna
yes,
fish
yes.
can.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that is really easy to do and important because you really need to know how much water you're applying. And the first thing you need to do is find out if your grass really needs water. So the first thing you do is if you're stepping on the grass and the grass doesn't bounce back, that means it's stressed. So you need to put some water. You have the screwdriver test. That's a very easy. Everybody has a screwdriver. If you put it on the lawn and it really goes well, that means that you have plenty of water there. So if you're having a hard time inserting the screwdriver, that means that you really need to put some water on your lawn. But the can test is important. You can put a couple of cans that are empty. And then you turn the system on for, say, 10 minutes or so, and then you measure how much water you have on each can. And you're supposed to have about an inch. So if your system on those 10 minutes put an inch of water, that's all you need to put. But if it only went half an inch, then you need to up it to 20 minutes or so. So the idea is to put an inch of water every time you water. That inch of water is going to wet about 20 inches of your soil. So that's basically what you want. And I think the best thing to do is kind of hold the water a little bit so your plants show a little bit of stress and then put some water. Because like you said, we tend to overwater. And a lot of these native and plants or adapted plants, if you give them more water, they will take it. And sometimes you might kill them. You might kill them with too much water. Mm-hmm. So I think it's better to let them stress out a little bit, not too much, but then you put the water on. So kind of put them on a water diet, if you want to call it that.
I want to add that test that Anai was talking about, we have a how-to video on our website to do that. So if you go to epw.org and then go to the conservation tab, there is a video that we filmed a couple years ago that shows
how
to do it. And it's also on our YouTube channel as well, the EP El Paso Water Utilities YouTube channel.
So tell us a little bit about, because Anai mentioned the fact that, a lot of people were in high school when this started, yourself included.
I really did date myself.
I was in high school, but just because I was visiting. But anyway, what about when you go out into the schools and or when you have like a fair, like the children's fair that's held every year? What do you do as far as, taking that education out into the community?
Well, I think one of our biggest tools, and I think everybody's really familiar with him, is Willie the Water Drop. I don't know if you remember Willie the Water Drop, but, my kids were babies when I started working at the water utilities, and they just love him. They love everything about him. And I think he's really, our mascot for conservation, and kids enjoy listening to him and seeing him and touting the message of conservation. So I think that's been one of our our biggest tools. But I think, like Anna-E said, you know, our goal is to focus on the students and the children, because eventually one day they will be our homeowners. And I'm proof of it. I remember really the water drop, even when I was in high school. I mean, I know he wasn't geared towards high school students, but I do remember seeing him and hearing about the conservation program. So it definitely, I am proof that it did make a difference, you know, because I'm a homeowner now and I've implemented. I'm probably a bit biased because I work for the water utilities, but even before then, before I did, you know, I was always conscious of water conservation.
And as far as the education, as you mentioned, the fact that, you know, the kids will watch this and read comic books or whatever mm-hmm. illustrations that you all have. But sometimes it works the way where the child is the one who goes home and tells the parents.
Exactly. That's a very good point, is that the kids will come home and say, and the parents will tell us, wow, you know, if they run into me, you know, at the school, you know, I love that presentation. My kids are yelling at me to turn off the water when I'm brushing my teeth now, you know.
To the Take It Dual Center, yeah. The kids at the school, and then they bring their parents on Saturday.
That's the great
because
thing,
because they're like,
yes.
Oh, my gosh, my kid was just so
talking
amazed with this visit, and we wanted to bring them back, and the kids go, let me show you this. And let me show you. So we feel really good about that.
Tell us about the, because you mentioned groups, for people to go and visit the tech center, do they need to set up special times, or do you have special days where you hold open for groups, schools, etc.?
Yeah, let me tell you, number one, our center is located on Montana Avenue. It's 10751 Montana Avenue. We're between Litrevino and Yarbrough on the north side of Montana. The zip code is 79935. But we also have our website. It's TECH2O, which is techh2o.org. Or they can also visit the website, El Paso Water Utilities, EPWU Water Utilities. And there's a link on the Tech H2O Center. But they can also call us at 621-2000 to set up a visit, to request a visit, either a visit to the Tech H2O or a visit from our staff to go to their school. So we can do both ways. The students can come to us, fifth grade and up, or we can go to the schools and we do the weekly presentations and other presentations for some right. schools that cannot come to the center.
And we're open to the public the third Saturdays yeah. of every month.
Every so. Month, and we're open from 10 a.m. in the morning to 2 p.m. on this third Saturday.
So you don't need to
month.
Make an appointment. You can just show up.
Yeah. Those days you can just come in and you can visit the center. But again, some Saturdays we have events. So if you just kind of check on what we have, and I know Christina puts a lot of our information on Facebook, so a lot of the events that we have available to the public, they're on social media.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you all had, like incentives when the program first started. That included everything from, you know,
oh, yeah.
if you put in a water,
we had toilets.
Safe toilets, washing machines.
We have toilets, washing machine, clothes washing machines, the turf rebate program. We have water on demand, hot water on demand, waterless urinals, so the refrigeration air, shower heads. So we have done a lot. And that's what is really surprising, because El Paso, we've done it. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you hear about California is going through drought. They're asking people to save water, and there are mandatory restrictions and things like that. We are very fortunate. We haven't required to really go that once a week watering or no watering at all. I mean, we are asking customers to be voluntary, helping us during the drought. But we've been really successful on going through those rough patches. But again, they are. Some of these cities are just putting together the rebates and incentives, and we've done it. It's done. We got the T-shirt, like they said. We got it. We
bought
and it's
it,
been
dusted
wonderful.
With it. Yeah. What about as far as because again the millennials, they do everything different or faster than we used to do mm-hmm. it. And I remember, and again, this is showing our age, that we used to drink from the water hose, and now everybody is drinking bottled water. I mean,
actually, I think there's probably a big trend with millennials that are drinking out of reusable bottles. I've seen it a lot. I think it's probably another demographic, probably mine, that is drinking the bottled water. For some reason, I think the Coke companies started, you know, realizing, hey, we can charge people for water too. And, you know, I think it was probably like late 90s that it started, you know, and we just caught on to it and we believed it and we thought that was better. But now millennials and, you know, my demographic are realizing, wait a minute, this bottled water is not really any better than the tap water, and the tap water is a lot cheaper. So I think there is a trend. I'm seeing it, and I think it's dealing with the whole dealing with the environment. It's more environmentally friendly. You know, these bottles are not landing up in the landfills. And, you know, I think the cost factor, too, is a big part of it.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other things perhaps that you have planned for this year celebration.
Well, you know, we just really kicked off this 25 years of conservation celebration last month in April. We're going around town talking about it. I think this recognition program is probably the biggest part of it, but we will be at several events. I know we were at the native plant sale for UTEP. We cooperated with the Rio Bosque Wetlands Park to do an event called Bosque in Bloom. So we're going to be pretty busy being at some of these Chihuahuas games. We'll be also be passing out, speaking of bottled water versus tap water, we're going to be giving away free reusable water bottles at some Chihuahuas games in June that talk about 25 years of conservation and really encouraging people to drink from the tap as well.
Christina mentioned the native plant sale, and some people who may be new to El Paso will say, well, you know, I can't conserve water because I just moved into my house and I'm planting these new things and I want them to start off well, mm-hmm. because they may not be familiar with xeriscaping or with native plants, anything like that.
Well, I tell you one thing, and Christina mentioned that on our social media and our webpage, and the millennials, mm-hmm. now, they're so used to information on the website. At the water utilities website, we have a new section called Desert Blooms, and that has information on plants that are adapted to the Chihuahuan desert. And this desert bloom is actually based on a program that we did 25 years ago, and it was a CD-ROM that I was able to collaborate with John White and some other folks here in El Paso. But now it's on the website, and it has not only information of plants, but also has information of beautiful landscapes of the area. And people can get excited about these examples and ideas. And I think the social media and the internet has helped us a lot because you have photos and so much information at your fingertips. So there's really not a way that you cannot know about water conservation. We have those tools on our webpage. And it's great. The native plant sale that UTEP holds on a yearly basis is a wonderful opportunity for customers to see some of these plants. And whenever they go to the big box stores in El Paso, they need to really look for plants that are adapted to the Chihuahuan desert. And we have that information on our website. They can call us. We can kind of gear you to where they are and send you information if you need to. We can mail you something.
I think the key is that you could have a beautiful landscape.
Oh, yeah.
If you just choose the right plants and water efficiently. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
We've said a lot during this last half hour, but if you all wouldn't mind giving us a phone number or a web address that people can go to find out more about what we've talked about and perhaps watch some of those videos.
Sure. Our web address is epwu.org. You can continue with /conservation. It'll take you directly to the conservation page, or just when you get to our homepage, there'll be a tab at the top that says conservation.
Yeah, and then on that page also is the link to the Tech H2O Center and a link to the Desert Bloom CD-ROM information.
And like us on Facebook, all the rest through June we'll be posting conservation tips.
Correct.
On our Facebook page, so you can get them there as well.
And the telephone number for water conservation is 594-5508. And for the Tech H2O Center is 621-2000.
Well, thank you all very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Christina Montoya and Anaí Padilla with the El Paso Water Utilities Program, and they've been talking about water conservation and some of the other neat things that are happening over there. Again, if you need additional information, you can go to their website, which they mentioned earlier, and a number is 584-5508 or 621-2000.
Correct.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you all for being with us this weekend. We hope you can join us again. The Weekend is engineered and produced by Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to The Weekend. I'm Luis Sainz.